So how's your weekend going anyway?
It's busy. Actually, no. I took a day of rest yesterday. I didn't, like, do work. I just did laundry. A lot of laundry. And I straightened my hair.
Oh, that's cool. I did laundry. I cleaned a lot of my room. I cleaned off my nightstand. My nightstand was so disgusting. Like, there was so much stuff on there. I had, like, cups and, like, papers and just, like...
Shit.
Hair ties and all kinds of just crap all over. So I cleaned it off.
Good job.
I, like, wiped it down real good. And so I organized it so that in the morning when I wake up, I can do my morning pages. Because I do morning pages.
I don't know what that is.
It's this thing where every morning you wake up and you write 3 pages nonstop.
Oh.
And it's just stream of consciousness writing. So you can get, like, if you had, like, weird dreams or whatever, you can get everything down and have it, you know, out of your head in the morning.
Interesting.
And, like, it's supposed to be, like, this thing where you're, like, more productive, more positive, more, it's, like, really woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
It's, like, yeah, it's really, like, you know, you...
I believe
you
it.
You set yourself up for success.
That's legit. Like, you get all those ideas out of your head, you put them down on paper.
Yeah. Like, this morning, I had this really good idea for an app.
Uh-huh.
Because I have magazines all over my house. And I was like, I need to figure out a way to get these magazines. Because, like, I keep magazines because they have articles and stuff in them that I want to, you know, like, refer to. Mm-hmm. But I never end up referring back to them. And the magazines are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I need a way to, like, organize this shit. So I was like, ooh, an app for that.
What would the app do?
Basically... you would be able to organize your magazine, like the articles you want to save.
Okay.
And refer back to, you'd be able to organize them in an app where you can just open.
So let's say
app.
You're like using Texture or something, because I think that's an app that has magazines and whatnot.
No, it's not. You actually, if you...
No, I'm just saying, let's say someone's using that type of app, and then your app would kind of integrate with it. So it's like, okay, I want to tag this article and put it in this envelope or this thing so I can refer back to it. Something like that.
Right. But if you don't subscribe to Texture and you have the physical articles, you need to be able to, you know. So I have the idea in my head. I have to flesh it out. And, like, you know, I have, like, I already have some, like, user-friendly, like, ideas and user experience ideas going on. But I'm like, I don't know how to build an app. I'm going to have to hire somebody to build this app. And, yeah, like, it takes, like, 4 to 6 months to build an app good.
Guys,
and it costs money.
Do we know any app developers out there that could hook a sister up?
Yeah, I need an app developer.
I'm sorry, hook my sister up. That's cool. I mean, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
So anyway, I organized my nightstand so that I'll have my morning pages book, my journal so that I write in every night, and then the book that I'm currently reading.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have it all right there. So in the morning and at night, I can go to bed and wake up without having to, like, oh wait, let me go get the book. Let me go do this. Let me go do that. Blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, my light. And then I'll have a bottle of water. So I wake up in the morning, drink some water. I'm using this app. It's really good. Actually, it's called,
What is it for?
Fabulous. It's called Fabulous.
It makes you fabulous?
It's supposed to make you fabulous. It's a productivity/lifestyle app. And it's a really good app. They have this subscription. I did the free week and then I stopped. But it's like a reset your habits and all this stuff.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, it's
sounds
really...
woo-woo to me.
It is.
They, like, got woo-woo apps now.
Yeah, it's morning routine, afternoon routine, evening routine, and you do all these things, and you're supposed to...
What's this app called?
It's called Fabulous.
Fabulous.
And it's got, like... like,
Fabulous, we're gonna reach out to you.
Yeah, it has, like, meditate.
That's legit.
You know, exercise, read. It has all kinds of things that, like, you can do to improve your life. Just... To feel happier.
To feel happier. Calm and more balanced.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, That's awesome. That's awesome. It sounds like you're getting your shit together.
I'm trying
anyway. You're cleaning your house. I'm doing laundry. Mm. I went to a party last night.
What? Where?
Down the street at One Core. It was Liz's birthday.
I would have gone to the party.
Liz's 50th birthday.
Is she 50? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, she's 50 and she's fabulous. It's called her Fabulous 50th. And, like, it was, like, cocktail attire. And they had, like, I didn't know you were invited. If I would have not known that you were invited, I totally would have invited you.
So upset.
But listen to this. So it was a casino night. So they had, like, a roulette table, a craps table, and a blackjack table. And, you know, dancing and what have you. So I get in there, and I'm just like, la, 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 la. You know, I'm seeing certain people I know, and I run into freaking Sharon.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, my God. Hi. What are you doing here? And I was like, hi, how are you? And she's like, oh, my goodness. And then, like, you know, I just push that question past or whatever. I'm enjoying my evening. I run into her again. I'm like, hi. I just come and sit by her. Come by her table and talk to her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, how did you get an invite to this event?
How did you get one?
Yeah. And it's like, me and Liz are friends. Like, I go to the gym here and we're friends. And she was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I've known her since she moved out here. So, you know, she didn't know, like, we kind of swung in the same circle as to that or whatever, which we don't. We just know mutual people. Yeah,
it's Rosemond. It's
right. You don't know everybody that she knows. Exactly. Like, come in. She's like, oh, I saw you in January. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I just thought you were just doing, you know, your skincare stuff. And I was like, I do that too. And I work out. So I go to the gym. Anyway, it was a good time. We had a lot of fun. There was lots of dancing. I asked for a freaking, they didn't have any tonic. They didn't have any soda.
So what did they have?
Sprite sodas. Like, I mean, like, club soda. Like, because I just want, like, a vodka soda or a vodka tonic. Right. I'll take either or, and they didn't have any. So I was like, okay, I'll have a vodka Sprite.
Do you have any sparkling water?
Can I have sparkling water, please? Something. Whatever. So bougie. Anyway, so she gives me a vodka Sprite. Okay? I'm drinking
it's
it.
It's so sweet.
It was sweet, and it tasted weird. I was just like, what's wrong with this? And I didn't, it took me like 20 minutes. It was fucking vanilla flavored vodka and Sprite.
So somebody just brought some bottles.
There was a bunch of different bottles. There was like, at the end of the night, there was like peach vodka and pear vodka, fucking, you know, Smirnoff. And I was just like, hey, yeah. Anyway, we left, like, at 9:45. I was like, okay, because we got there, like at 6 and stayed for, like, a few hours, had dinner, danced.
Oh, what'd they have for dinner?
It was, I had chips and guacamole and salsa.
That's not dinner. That is a snack.
I had, pancit.
Oh, okay.
And I had...
Is Liz Filipino?
No.
Okay.
She had someone cater it. Pancit, what the fuck else did I eat? That's what I ate.
Okay.
There was meatballs and chicken wings and pinwheels and...
Right. Snack food. Like, yeah, finger foods.
And some, like, casserole, like, enchilada casserole to something. Oh, and there was fried rice. I had fried rice.
Okay.
So, I ate before I left just because I know, being a vegetarian... You're not going to eat. Yeah, no one's thinking about you.
There's not a lot of... Do they have at least, like, a veggie platter?
No! I told you what I ate.
Is a gym!
I had chips.
You're supposed to have veggie platters.
Guacamole and salsa, and I was happy for that. And the pancit was good, and I had fried rice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Okay. Anyway, it was a party. Anyway, so I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast. I love to add that in there. Anyway, so today we are going to talk about Jussie Smollett. So,
you know what's really funny? People keep saying Jesse. It's not Jesse. It's Jussie.
Jussie. Call me Jussie.
Like justice?
Yeah.
But Jesse?
So, we're going to talk about the, let's call it the attack of Jussie Smollett. The attack. So, Jussie Smollett, born Justin Smollett, June 21st, 1982. So, we are actually the same age. I can't... Unbelievable. So, Jussie Smollett is a child actor, or was a child actor. He is...
Former child actor.
He's one of six children born to Janet and Joel Smollett.
All those J's.
All those fucking J's. Yeah. All of the kids have J's. It's Justice. It's Journey. It's Jai. It's bleh. Justin. He's the only one that has a semi-normal name. Whatever normal means. Sorry, not to offend. Anyway, so mom's African-American and dad's Jewish.
Okay.
Dad is a Russian-Polish Jew.
All right.
So, and all of these guys look alike. So yeah, they all look very alike, and it's kind of crazy. And when
do you remember that show they did?
Yes, I'm going to talk about that. Yeah. And yes, I do. Anyway, so Jussie, child actor, he started acting in 87, and I know him, or you guys may know him from Empire, as of right now, but apparently he was getting busy when he was young. So he was in Mighty Ducks. As a child actor, that was the only thing of accolade that brought up that I was like, oh, man, I don't remember seeing him in that.
He was, like, he didn't have a major character. He was in the background. Like, he was playing hockey in the movie.
Was he? Okay.
But, yeah, like, he had the uniform on and everything, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't a main
character.
Yeah, he wasn't what's his name?
Joshua Jackson.
He wasn't like Marguerite Moreau. Yeah, he wasn't main character, but yeah, he was on the team.
Okay. Well,
and he didn't appear in the sequel.
Sorry, you got cut, bro. Anyway, so he was in Mighty Ducks. He's actually from Santa Rosa, California, which is
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
And they're Californians, so like I've
been through there a billion times.
I feel connected. We're the same age. We're from California, but he's a fucking liar. Sorry. we're going to talk about it. Anyway, he has a famous sister.
Yeah.
Well, he has a famous sister. His sister you'll know more about, and his younger sister is Journey Smollett Bell now. And she's fourth in line of the family, but they were in that show On Our Own.
Yeah.
They were all of them.
All of them.
All of them were in it. And I remember seeing that show, and it's just like, oh, they're so fun.
It only had like one season.
It was one season, 94 and 95. And you're like, these kids, we can't with them. We're done. But Journey Smollett, she was actually in, she was in Full House.
Yeah.
She was in The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
She's been in so much.
True Blood. She was Eve in Eve's Bayou. And yeah, she's in that show Underground.
With Samuel L.
Yeah.
And, what's her name?
Megan Good.
Yeah.
Megan Good. I love how Megan.
Because there's a bunch of Megans.
Fucking Megans. These damn Megans running around.
Megan Fox. Megan Smart.
Who is Megan Smart?
Megan Mullally.
Who's Megan Smart? We're going to find a Megan Smart and put her out there. Anyway, so Jussie is in the business. He's been in the business for a while. And now looking back, maybe this is why he did what he did, because he's been in the business for so long.
He didn't want to pay his dues, or maybe he thought he'd already
paid his dues. Exactly. Maybe he already thought he paid his dues. Maybe that's what it was. Anyway, so, I mean, he's an advocate. He is a homosexual man.
He's a gay man.
He's a gay man. Homosexual.
How
is that not the word?
That's the word. I mean,
he's a homosexual.
He's a homosexual.
He's gay. He's a gay man. And he's an advocate.
LGBT. Yeah. He's a member of the LGBT community.
Yes, yes. She knows the proper terminology. I do not. Sorry.
He's a homosexual.
No, I'm just kidding. He's gay. And on his on Empire, he plays Jamal Lyon. And that's where I kind of reconnected with him. And this is where he blew up, because he can sing. He's got mad chops. He can play music. I believe it's really him singing and dancing and doing all this fun stuff on the show.
I believe it's really him.
I don't think he's lying to me. Well, I don't want a Milli Vanilli, but I'm just saying. Anyway,
it's him dancing for sure.
It's for sure him dancing. So Empire, he got the role in Empire. Empire started, 2015? And that's when, you know, Jussie got back into the acting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but before he got back into acting in 2015, he had what's that called when you, an encounter?
A hiatus? Wait,
an encounter with the police?
Before he got back into acting, he had?
Yeah, so in 2007, he had a misdemeanor case. So this happened in LA County. So what happened was he pled no contest.
Pleaded
no contest to providing false information.
Oh my god!
Officer,
what
for a DUI stop?
And he gave him the wrong name?
He gave him the wrong name.
Oh, God.
He said it was his brother.
Wow, that's no loyalty right
there. No love. He's a fucking liar. So he tried to say his brother. He gave him his brother's name, which is even worse, honestly. Like, why would you try and throw me under the bus? But they look alike.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he would say that in 2017, but apparently he pleaded no contest to driving with a blood alcohol level over the legal limit and driving without a valid driver's license, and was sentenced to a fine and 2 years of probation.
What? Why would right. he do that?
Because he was like, oh, shit, I don't have a license.
But that's what I'm saying. You're in L.A. Why don't you have a license?
I don't know. Maybe he got it taken away. But he doesn't have a license, so he gives his brother's name because maybe his brother has a valid license.
Did he? Okay.
I don't know. We could probably investigate it, but let's get to what's really going on. So Jussie Smollett, what's been breaking in the news recently, he had an incident in Chicago, February of 2019 of this year. What happened was Jussie currently lives in Chicago. He claims he flew into Chicago. He was talking to his manager or his business partner or someone on the phone, and someone was supposed to meet him. They didn't meet him. And he was like, okay, well, I'm hungry, and it's late. Let me go to Subway for a salad.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to fucking Subway for a salad.
Well, if it's a 24-hour Subway, they have
Call salad. Postmates. You're rich.
Okay.
You're rich.
Yeah.
Call Postmates. Yeah. Someone's going to deliver you some fucking food.
Okay.
This is 2019.
And you don't call Postmates, but I got you.
You know what I'm saying. Get Postmates.
Postmate that shit.
Postmate it.
Grubhub that shit.
Thank you. Something.
What is it?
I don't know.
Dine and Dash
Grubhub.
That shit.
Grubhub. Yeah.
No, Dine and Dash.
Well,
Dash.
Either way, they deliver food to you. You don't need to walk to Subway. And it's winter time. It's freezing. And that's when that that cold front was going on.
Right.
Like that freeze. So it was getting below, they said like below 50.
Ew.
If you believe that. And they said you go outside, you die.
You'll die outside.
You'll die out there. It's cold. Fun. Yeah, they said if your skin is exposed to the air like for 30 seconds, maybe a minute, I could be
You'll being frostbite.
Frostbite. Instant frostbite. Ew. So people are walking around normally with ski masks on.
Mm-mm.
So it's fine because it's fucking cold.
Right.
So Jussie goes to Subway or is going to Subway to satiate his hunger with a salad from fucking Subway. That sounds terrible to me.
I like salads from Subway.
I don't eat Subway. But anyway, so he's walking and he says that...
You know who's not going to sponsor us?
Subway. Change my mind. Send me some salad.
Oh my God.
Anyway, he's on his way back to his apartment and he hears some noise behind him. Some yelling behind him. Someone saying, Empire! Behind him. And he has to say, so I've watched this interview, him and Robin Wright? Roberts? Robin Roberts. And I watched the interview, and his eyes are just moving all over the place. Hey, Empire. He's like, I don't answer to that. Okay, great. We know you wouldn't answer to that. You don't need to say that. That's
right?
fine.
Just keep walking.
Yeah, and he hears him saying, you know, bad words. Slander. Gay. You know, you gay. Empire. You know, he says they would call them nigger. You know, blah, blah, blah.
And the F word.
Yeah, and the F word.
And the F word, that means...
Fagoot.
Homosexual.
Fagoot. And so...
Bundle of sticks.
He turns around and confronts him. And he said, would you say, like, you know, fuck you, what did you say? Something to that effect.
Mm.
And then it goes down. And it's just one guy at this time.
What?
One guy.
So one dude.
One dude. So he goes head to head with this guy. They're fighting.
Okay.
Smackety smack, pow, pow, pow. Pow, pow, wham!
Smackety smack.
And he said he was giving them the business, too. So he said he was fighting back, the guy was fighting,
okay.
And then him and the guy are wrestling on the floor, and all of a sudden, another person comes into the fight.
Huh.
Another guy comes in to the fight and is kicking him. The guy's kicking him, yeah? And he's fighting this other guy, and then all of a sudden, they take off. And he says this altercation, he's like, I don't know, it felt like maybe 30 seconds, but I don't know. Maybe longer than that, 45 seconds. Anyway, turns out it was 45 seconds. And while this happened, in the 45-second fight that he's fighting this dude, his friend comes in and kicks him. Somehow there's a noose around his neck.
Okay.
Somehow there's a noose around his neck. He's like, he gets up. He's like, I'm fine. He looks down. There's a noose around my neck. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Okay. And he's like, sniffing. I smell like bleach. There's bleach on me.
Okay. So, hold on. At no point was he on the ground. You said the guy was kicking him, right?
That's what he
said. So, he was on the ground.
That's what he says.
And he's fighting one dude on the ground.
Yep.
And the other guy is standing over him.
Kicking him. Correct.
Okay. So at no time did he actually, like, get dragged across the ground.
Nope.
Okay. And then he didn't feel anybody pouring anything on him.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Maybe the dude peed on him and he peed bleach.
Well, urine does kind of have an ammonia smell, especially when it's been out for a while. You know how to get down in
Chicago. But... I'm just kidding. Anyway... So, he says he looks down and he sees, like, bleach sparks on his shirt that, you know, you could tell it was a bad bleach job.
Who just rolls up with a cup of bleach or whatever, the a goons. Bottle of bleach?
Chicago bleach. Goons ready for the business. They roll with freaking...
Nooses and bleach.
Nooses and bleach. Okay. And ski masks. Because that's not suspicious.
No, not at all.
That's not suspicious at all. Anyway, so he looks up and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe this happened. While he's fighting, he apparently, when the fight started, he was on the phone with his manager.
Right.
Or someone to that effect, allegedly. Uh-huh. And apparently the guy heard the whole thing, and he gets on the phone, and he's like, yo. He's like, what's up? He's like, man, I just got attacked. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah.
Okay.
The guy's like, all right. From what he says, he's like, you need to go to the police.
Uh-huh.
Jesse does not go to the police. And there's, like, footage of him going to Subway or getting some food again or something. So maybe, like, this is a story that
continues into the Subway.
To get the food, I guess.
I'm still hungry after I just got my ass kicked. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let me go in this he Subway.
He does not go immediately to the police or to the hospital. Eventually that evening, he does make his way to the police.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay. So he claims that he was attacked, and while they were being attacked... He was being yelled at vulgarly. He claims this is a hate crime. He claims that they're yelling at him, calling him gay and a fag and a nigger. And this is MAGA country. All this is going on in this 45-second altercation where a noose is put around his neck, where bleach is poured on him, while they're yelling at him. Everything.
Uh-huh.
He goes to the hospital and they're like, okay, well, it looks like you got in a fight. He has like a scratch under his eye and that's it.
Okay. So he's not bruised.
He's not hurt. Okay. He's not dying. There's no internal bleeding. There's no broken ribs. Cause guess what? If I hate you and I'm a crazy person, I'm trying to kill you.
Right.
If this is a hate crime, come on.
Yeah.
So the thing is, people are like, really? This happened?
Yeah.
And this is what you're getting away. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's fishy as fuck. When I heard about it, I heard it on social media and then on Instagram. And I was like, what?
Yeah, because hate crimes happen.
Hate crimes happen. They truly happen to people.
Exactly.
And the people that are attacked, they're not so lucky.
Exactly.
They're not so lucky. For a black man, a gay black man.
Yeah, especially.
You're not so lucky. For a transgendered woman, man, you know, whatever, you're not so lucky. You die.
A lot of times, yeah.
A lot of times. So a lot of questions have been raised about this situation because of the story that he has spun to us. Because it's a fucking web of lies. It's a web.
It's a yarn.
It's a yarn. And the funny thing is, like, in this article or this interview with Robin Roberts... He's like, there's only one thing I want to get across. Actually, wait, there's four things that I want to say.
Wait. He went from one... See, I didn't watch it. I did not watch it.
I watched it.
He said, there's one thing I want to say.
Wait,
there's four.
He's like, I just want one thing to happen. No, actually, there's four things I want to happen. I want the people who've done this to be caught, and I want people... To believe me, because people don't think that this was an actual crime, that I've been attacked, and you know, I want them to drop the word alleged and really believe me.
Oh, Jesse, no.
Because I was attacked. This was a hate crime, and he's in the, okay, guys, let's just get to the facts here. He's lying. Let me just say that right now, okay? Anyway,
you're a liar.
You're a liar. He gonna go ahead and even drop the fact. He was like, if I would have said that I was attacked by a Muslim or a Mexican or a black man or a black person or whatever, you know, it would be a different situation. But since he is claiming that it is a white person or people. Some white dudes who attacked him, they're treating it differently. So since he is saying this, he's misleading people. So he knows who attacked him. He was attacked. Yes, he was attacked, and that shit was yelled at him, and it was yelled at him, and he was attacked because he paid some people to fucking attack him. He paid them to attack him, to beat his ass, and to yell this stuff at him.
God.
Idiot. Anyway, we're going to talk about why. But anyway, let me just...
Who are the guys?
Some Nigerian dudes that he's done business with. And they're not bad looking guys. Like, I mean,
I saw like on the news they were like their working out pictures or whatever, yeah! Like photos of them all posing and flexing and whatever.
Yeah.
Their Facebook freaking pictures.
So he had done business with them before. He doesn't claim what exact business, but he had done business with these dudes before. So he reaches out to them, and this plan wasn't very well thought out. It'd been done like over like a few weeks or a few days. So it wasn't very well thought out. He paid them $3,500 to beat him, to fight him, to rough him up a little bit, and to say these things to him.
$3,500.
$3,500.
I'd have been like, you can afford more than that. Risking myself going to jail for this shit, you're going to pay me more than $3,500.
Well, check this out. I'm going to break down to you. Here's the timeline. This is the police timeline that they put out, and I found this on CNN. And it cracks me up. So it says, morning of January 29th, Juncy Smollett reports he was the victim of a hate crime. The allegations, police interview him at the hospital. He says two people racial, homophobic, political statements at him, beat him, put a noose around his neck, threw bleach on him, and fled, according to whoever, Whitnick. Smollett has scratches on his face, which he does, under his eye. Like, he got scratched like a cat got him, like a psycho cat got him. Like, he doesn't look like he was in a fight.
Right.
Like, I've seen people who got the shit beat out of them. He don't look like he was in a fight.
Right.
You gave somebody your business, what do they look like? He doesn't look like he was in a fight. You should see the other guy.
Yeah.
He's not messed up. So anyway, hate crime is a trigger word. Hate crime, people need to take it seriously. And for this going down in Chicago, they're like, okay, he's famous. It's a hate crime.
And there's history in Chicago.
There's a lot of history in Chicago. So they got to do their due diligence. Anyway, so the police launched a hate crime investigation and found two people of interest on a video. So with the videos, here's the thing. Jesse was like, we fought under the stairs and there's a camera up there. So you should have been able to see everything that was going on from this video, from this camera above the stairs where we happened to fight at.
Uh-huh.
However, the camera was facing the opposite direction. He didn't get on tape. So he was pretty much basing this situation on this video footage from this camera that they posed in fucking front of and fought in front of.
That didn't record them fighting.
So it was in a different direction. So what he says has happened is all allegation.
Okay.
And it's based on everything else that they were able to catch on their cameras. Because they had like 35 different police cameras. 25 different other surveillance that they were able to use to put together what the fuck had happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Dumb. Guess what? It's 2019. Like I told you, fucking Postmates it. Dumbass. Anyway. So they launched a police investigation. They interviewed over 100 people, found more than 55 cameras. The city came together to investigate and help the police with the crime. After reviewing the cameras, police discovered the alleged offenders fled in a cab. The detectives tracked it down. They interviewed the cab driver and got a video from the cab, and they tracked their movements to a ride share and let them to, we need to order. And anyway, they found their fucking Lyft account or their whatever account. So the investigators later learned that they were going to go to O'Hare International Airport and catch a flight to Nigeria.
What?
So this is January 29th. They beat his ass and they're like, fuck, we gotta go. So they go to Nigeria.
They went to Nigeria. Okay, because I know, like, they were like, well, we're American citizens and we don't hate anybody and blah, 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 blah. That's what they said on the news.
They went to Nigeria, and they bought round-trip tickets to returning to Chicago on February 13th. So they're like, okay, we're going to sit right here, we're going to wait.
Oh, my God.
So as the police waited for them to return, they issued more than 50 search warrants and subpoenas, and police took them into custody when they reentered the country. So while this is going on, and after the fight, they're like, Jesse, what you're saying doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right.
So we need to see your phone. Jesse says, no, you don't. You need to see my phone. And they're like, yeah, we actually do. And he, like, I guess he sends some text messages and certain this and email, and it's redacted. So you can delete shit and make it say this, that, the other. Yeah. And he was like, and they wanted my phone for 3 hours. I can't give them my phone for 3 hours. Because I've got private information in there, like videos and private conversations and pictures and my coworkers' phone numbers. And I can't be without my phone for 3 hours, and I don't want the police to have my phone for 3 hours.
Right. I don't want them having this information.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bitch.
Uh-huh.
And so that was fishy, that he didn't want to give the phone up.
Right.
So he's stupid. He's dumb. He's so stupid. And when you guys figure out why he did this, it's even more stupid. Anyway, so they were into the country, and they catch him at U.S. Customs. The men's attorney told the police that something smelled fishy, she stole my word, and that she did not think that they were offenders, as were reported. She allowed police to give them a video interview and said, and she worked with us very, very closely, blah, 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 blah. They're not offenders. Their attorney is like, they're the victims. They're not the offenders.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever. So they're no longer suspects. So they're able to substantiate these things. They were released and the police went to grand jury. So what they get from these guys is they're singing like fucking birds.
Of
they're
course.
Like,
yeah. $3,500.
I ain't going to jail for you.
Right.
And look at us. We ain't going to jail.
Exactly. I'm not. Exactly. And you want me to, you're paying me $3,500. Yeah. Like, give me more money.
Give me
this.
More money.
You want me to go down for you? Give me more money.
They were able to get pretty much, Jesse gave him a check. They were able to track the check that he paid them to beat him up.
dude, you don't pay your freaking criminal accomplices
with
a check.
With a motherfucking check.
That's how a lot of those idiots on Snap get caught, because they fucking write a check.
Yeah.
I'm going to write a check to
can
you.
Can I write your check?
No!
So anyway, the guys roll over and now they're witnesses against Smollett.
Damn.
So charges were filed at state attorney's office pending Smollett. I don't speak. So the state attorney's office approved a felony charge against Smollett for disorderly conduct for allegedly filing a false police report.
I think it's hilarious that it's disorderly conduct.
It's disorderly conduct, and on Friday, February 21st, at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, he turned himself in to the police.
Well, you know what? At least he didn't try to go on the lam. So, I mean, there's that part.
But
still,
the thing is, he's still claiming
oh God.
That it is real and is it
he,
happened.
Is he really?
Yes. Yes. And he got Luke just lying, believing his dumb ass, too. So,
he got Luke. So,
this is what happened. So apparently, it's not apparent. He was not happy. This is why it happened. This is why he did everything. He was not happy with his salary on Empire. Per episode, he was getting $35,000 per episode.
Wait, that was it though?
That was
$35,000. Oh my God. Okay.
$35,000.
Dude, well.
Not even $350,000.
How many seasons are they in right now?
They're in their fifth. Their fourth or fifth season.
It's probably
because it came out in 2015 and it's 2019 now.
So
it's okay. The end of the fifth season and it'll probably roll over into the I don't know, whatever. You guys can Google it and figure it out.
Well, okay. Just to put this into perspective.
They could like renew their contract and work on something.
And on Friends.
Exactly.
Everybody was making $1 million per episode by the end of the season.
Yes.
The show.
And
so.
It's because of freaking Courtney Cox. They were like, Courtney, baby girl? Or maybe even Jennifer Aniston, too. You're the star. We want to give you $100,000, $1 million an episode. Chandler.
They weren't saying we want to give you. They were like, I want this much money.
No. They wanted to give it to her only, not everybody else.
Oh, okay.
And they banded together and like, we all get it or none of us get it.
Okay.
And so they're like, everybody gets $1 million an episode. Right. And guess what? I still watch motherfucking Friends. I got it on freaking, I got the DVDs and I watch it on Netflix.
It's on, like, literally, I was looking at some
Nick at Night.
No, I was looking at something online, and it's one of the most streamed shows on fucking Netflix, which is hilarious because they're taking it off of Netflix so they can put it on, I think, the NBC or ABC or whatever is coming out with their own little thing, and so you can stream it on there instead of on Netflix.
Well, guess what, bitches? I got the box sets, and I got uncut footage. Anyway.
All right.
The scenes are longer. Like, they cut stuff out. But anyway, they banded together. So apparently Taraji P. Henson, she is Cookie Lyons, Jamal Lyons' mom on the show Empire. Apparently she makes just like $150,000 an episode on Empire. So it's on Fox, and it's, what's that guy's name? The Butler? What's his name? The Butler. Who created it? What's his name? He did The Butler.
Lee Daniels?
Lee Daniels. It's a Lee Daniels
show. Like, who, the Butler?
You know what I'm saying?
Who's the Butler?
The Butler. It's one of his shows or whatever. So I feel like he could have gone about this a different fucking way.
A much different way. And he could have got his agent involved.
Exactly. And so before we got to this far in the situation, he sent himself a letter. A hate letter.
Oh my God, he did that to himself?
Yes.
Because I heard about the investigation into that letter too.
Yes.
A mysterious letter
with white powder. So he sent himself some fucking hate mail. And he's like, it's something to the effect of...
You think he's got some sort of mental illness?
I think he has a lot of mental issues. I think he's got middle child syndrome. But he sent that shit to him and he broke up some Tylenol and threw it in the fucking letter like it was... What's that stuff?
Anthrax.
He's an idiot. Anyway, so he sent that shit to himself. And when the network or people didn't get all upset about it or the response that they showed... He was not satisfied with that.
So, okay. Do you think he was going to try to use that to negotiate, being like, I'm putting my life at risk to play this character. Maybe. I should make more money.
Maybe that was his endgame.
Oh, my God.
Jussie, come on now.
Oh, my God.
Come on. And, I mean, I honestly, listening to it, like, it's been how it's happened. It's been, like, 3 weeks. I've just been listening as to what's been going on. Like, when it happened, I was shocked. I was just like, I can't believe this happened. Whoever they find, they're going to find out what really happened. When they find the people who did it, they're going to find out what really happened.
Right.
And now we know what really happened. It's a lie. And the thing is, like, he's hitting so many, like, hot buttons and, like, hate crime, gay, you know, in Chicago.
Dude, Donald Trump even spoke on it, which is really stupid.
And
he put a lot of... What did he say? Not offended, but basically, like, he insulted a lot of Americans and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Chicago police and the city of Chicago are pissed. They were like, we dedicated so many resources to you. Like, he's like, there's a lot
for
of freaking...
Show,
yeah, for you. There's a lot of people who die in gun violence and this, that, and the other.
But there wasn't any gun violence.
There was no
gun
violence.
Claiming gun violence.
I'm just saying, like, they don't even fucking bat an eye at that shit.
Right.
They, like, was combing up assholes looking to figure out who did this, going through all these cameras and using all these resources and shit like that. And he's just sitting there crying about his fucking paycheck. Bitch, you make $35,000 an episode and you're on, like, a 20-episode show. Like, fucking don't be greedy. Be grateful. Find something else, man. Like, really?
I know. Venture into
do
new projects.
Do something else.
That's what lots of people do.
Shit!
Look, them Shameless kids have two jobs. Debbie is on Roseanne,
she's
on Shameless.
Yes.
Lip is on that freaking show that Amazon show with Julia Roberts, and he's on Shameless. Emmy Rossum is doing movies.
Yes. Frank Gallagher,
come on! Seriously, come on, guys. These children, because they're 18 now, but...
Yeah.
They got two jobs. Jussie, you can do a commercial. Like, seriously.
Yeah, and he does, and I think he's... So, I think, at the end of the day, like, he's like, oh, I was in Mighty Ducks! Mighty Ducks, and his sister probably makes more money than him.
But she has been working steadily.
Very steadily, and she's on great shows. Like, I love True Blood.
And she was on that show with,
Underground?
The show with, Kathy Bates, the one where she was an attorney. It was on for 3 seasons. Mom used to watch it. And it was actually a good show, but I forgot what it's called. Something's Law or something.
Okay, yeah. So, the thing is, like, he just, like, played his fucking minority up. He played his, I'm gay, I'm black, I was attacked.
Yeah.
And
he used the minority card, the double minority
card.
Hey, I'm a woman and I'm black and I don't, like, try to claim fucking discrimination. So, right, exactly. And I should.
Exactly, me too. I should. I am a black woman. I'm the most freaking, like, disrespected woman on the fucking planet. You know what I'm saying?
You're the most disrespected woman?
The black woman is the most disrespected woman on the planet. Yeah, that's and I'm true. Just saying, like, keep it real. I don't use it.
Exactly.
I don't use it. Shit. I don't have to use that card. Yeah. I'm better than that. Exactly. And I don't let that oppress me at all.
Nope.
And Jussie, brother, you stupid. Like, he's so stupid. I can't believe this. And, like, I'm at work and people, like, you know, because there's a lot of Empire fans in my office. And, like, my one of my employees, Mario, he's giving me a play-by-play. He's like, uh-oh. They just called for his arrest. Oh, they're looking for his phone.
Oh my God.
Like every day, I'm like, send me the article. Like, I'm just like...
I'm devouring
this information, but I'm embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed for his family. I'm embarrassed for him. I'm embarrassed for us all right now, because guess what? You definitely have, like, taken us down a few steps. Like,
honestly, you set us back.
You set us back.
A couple of years.
It's shameful. Shameful.
Well, you know... Let's just hope that he learns from this, because he's probably going to get kicked off the show, and, like, permanently. Yeah. They already cut him out of the last two freaking episodes of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, if he can retain this job, let's hope he learned from it, and maybe, hopefully, someone else will hire him. Maybe he can pitch some shows if they don't hire him, and he can, you know... If Robert Downey Jr. can do it after sleeping in that kid's bed, breaking into that house, you know, he can probably come back. But I'm just saying, you need to work on yourself.
He really needs to work
on himself.
Well, and then that same day, Friday, so he bails out. So he was on, he went to jail on Friday the 21st, and he was held on $2 million bail. He bails out, and then he goes, gonna go ahead and say that he has a drug problem.
He did.
Yeah, he claimed drug problem.
Oh, God.
Okay. Of course.
Okay.
Of course it's a drug problem. Because guess what? Oh, so look at set bail at $100,000.
Mm.
And a friend of the actor paid a $10,000 bond. And he was released on custody. And he had to surrender his passport. And yeah, so it's the 5th season.
Okay.
Which have not aired yet. Yeah, he's done. So, Mighty Ducks, Terry Hall in the Mighty Ducks.
He was just a background character.
Oh, okay.
Like, he got to play some hockey.
Mm-hmm.
He got to, you know, slap a puck maybe, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he was just in a bunch of shows. Like, he was in the Mindy Project. So, check this out. Okay. So, he was in On Our Own from 94 to 95, right? Uh-huh. 20 episodes. Then he doesn't do fucking shit. Until the Mindy Project in 2012. And he's in one episode, Josh and Mindy's Christmas Party. And then he was in Revenge for one episode. And then Empire.
Okay. Okay, so he hasn't even done anything, really. Like, you didn't pay your dues.
Nope, sure haven't.
I mean, you're on a good show. And he couldn't have been making the least amount of money on the show. So, it's not like you're playing some like minuscule character and you're only making $50 an episode. What the hell?
You're getting paid, man.
Oh my God. People get so greedy.
And that's what that was, is definitely greed.
So, okay. You Terrence Howard believed him. Like, he was like, was he going to bat for him? Like, oh, y'all need to leave that kid alone.
Oh, yeah,
you know
yeah.
how he
look
talks
it,
with
it,
his,
look,
little,
look.
His voice.
He gonna say,
y'all need to leave him alone.
Oh, come on now. Come on now. So, come on now. That's my little brother. That's my little son, Jussie. You know, y'all got... Believe Jussie with it. Leave Brittany alone!
Chris Crocker.
Leave Brittany alone!
Oh, my God.
So, okay. He says... Terrence Howard is supporting his television son. after he was accused of staging a hate crime. He did. He staged it. He says, all you little homies got you. We love the hell out of you. He captioned a video along with a heart emoji. So it was, he didn't even say shit. He was on social media. Like, that's not even a, CNN, knock it off. Fake news.
Fake news. Oh, speaking of fake news, right? Fake anyway, news. We'll talk about, we need to talk about that later. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm just saying, like, I just can't get over this, and I can't believe it. And he's such a dumbass. Huh. He's such a dumbass, and that's all I can say. Like, you are a dumbass. Why would you do this? It's about some money. You got some other people involved. And I think he even bought that noose himself. Like, they got the receipts. He
probably did.
They got the receipts. They got them all at checkout, buying all the shit at the same time. Like, you weren't very smart about it. Like, if you could have done something, order that shit on Amazon. Send it to them. You know, I don't know. He's stupid.
Order it on Amazon. I don't know. That's a paper trail. That's a major paper trail.
Yeah, you're going to get caught.
Oh, my gosh.
It's That's stupid.
So sad. People. Let's not be stupid, okay? Get crafty with your shit. Don't forget, go out, if you really want to make more money, go out and
earn it.
Exactly.
Earn it.
Get yourself involved in some other projects. Talk to your your manager and your agent. Say, hey, you know what? I use this product a lot. How about we do an endorsement deal?
Yeah.
How about, you know, we look into another show or maybe a movie? Why don't you audition for some fucking movies, Jesse? That's just annoying. And, like, hearing about stuff like that, like, I really was trying to just not even, like, get involved because I was like, whatever happened is going to fucking come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, really? Why would somebody do that? And I was like, why would anybody do that? What is their motivation? Well, fuck, money.
Money.
And I was like, how is he going to get money from this? And then, okay, yeah, you can try to freaking parlay yourself a better deal because your life is in danger for playing a character or whatever. But, no, you have to be dumb. Great.
Dumb.
Just fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb. I don't know. That's it. I don't want to give him no more freaking breath because I really don't. I just really don't. We don't have time for this. We need to move past this. He done ruined February.
And it's Oscar. Today's Oscars.
Yes, today's Oscars. But he done ruined February for us. He even ruined Black History Month.
Oh, my God. This is going down in history right now.
Remember
when that nigga Jesse tried to fake some attack?
But, like, there were so many, like real people coming to him that weren't gay. Like, black men. They were just like, oh, man, you know, you could come see me instead. You want to come for Jesse? Come see me. You know, blah, blah, blah. People were saying things, and it was just stupid. He's stupid.
That's very dumb. And I really hope that he's learned his lesson. I just don't understand how you escalate from sending yourself a death threat to getting yourself beat up. What's next? Like, he's gonna have somebody come up and slit his throat? Like, what do you do? Have somebody shoot at you? What are you gonna do next if this doesn't work?
I don't know.
And if the police didn't discover that you were completely full of shit?
Yeah. What
would your next move be?
Because it just keeps escalating.
Exactly.
He would just keep escalating, like, ooh, I gotta do this to get this attention.
Okay, let me maim myself. Let me chop off a fucking finger. Let me kidnap myself. Dude, like, that kind of thing.
Do you remember when I used to work at urgent care in Bakersfield? Not urgent care, but emergency.
Yeah.
Did I tell you the guy who came in and cut his finger off?
To get out of jail?
No. So he came in and he was sitting there and his middle fucking finger was gone and he did it for drugs, for the hit. He wanted, he like sawed off his finger with a freaking table saw.
Oh, that's
and he
right.
was like, oh, the saw got away from me. And he was holding his finger. It was gross. And they couldn't reattach it. They were like, that shit's gone, but he did it for the drugs.
Oh my God, that's gross.
He said he was going to bury it in his backyard.
Did he tell you he did it for the drugs?
His fucking finger. They knew he had a record coming in all the time.
Oh, okay. See, that's crazy. Well, I told you about the time that when I was working in the emergency at Memorial and this dude came in ODing on heroin. His friends just basically, they found a wheelchair in the parking lot, rolled him in and ran out talking about, he's ODing, and ran out. And the triage nurse was like, you can't do that. And they're like,
you can't
ODing.
Do that.
So they had to rush him back and give him some freaking Narcan and they sent him on his way.
Wow.
Which is another topic in the whole freaking opioid crisis going on and all this other shit. That's something completely different. But anyway, yeah, people do some crazy shit for money.
You can't do that.
Like, you've risked your job and your credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Your integrity is gone. Like, you are basically screwed.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to look at you like you're a fucking moron and can't be trusted for the rest of your life. Or,
you're a liar. He's the freaking, the boy who cried wolf.
Pretty much, basically.
Like, you've ruined it. You ruined it for everybody, Jussie.
For who? Who did he ruin it for?
I don't know. I'm just
himself.
Saying.
He screwed himself. You screwed yourself out of a bunch of jobs, I'm sure. You really did.
You really did.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting for you! Have you seen that meme when someone put together on, it's a video of Tyra Banks from...
Oh, yeah, when she was...
From America's Top...
Pissed off at that.
I was rooting for you! And
we all were!
We all were!
Yeah.
And she was just rolling her eyes, but they freaking put Jussie in there, and she's yelling at him.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we're all rooting for you!
She was... That girl was a bitch, though.
She was like, I cannot believe... And she was just like, I do not do this! Like, Tyra was hot!
Yeah, that girl was a bitch, though.
She didn't care.
And she didn't.
She did not care.
She said, take your ass on off this thing. Your journey is over.
Your journey is over. You have anything else to add? Don't do that.
No, I think I'm going to add some more habits to my fabulous app and try to be fabulous and have a good week.
That's awesome. Have a good week. Yeah, it's what, the last week of February?
It is. Oh, God. Paper published on Friday so that I can have it to distribute by next week.
Okay.
So, I did a really good article about the Comfort Keepers of in Lancaster. So, you know, I need people to advertise with me. So we can continue putting out newspaper.
What's the website?
AVHealthcareNews.com. Actually,
AVHealthcareNews.com?
Yeah, okay. AVHealthcareNews.com. But I'm moving it to WordPress because right now it's on the GoDaddy server, on the GoDaddy, you know, website builder, but it doesn't have the capabilities that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to move it to WordPress.
Okay, cool. Well, I think that is it, guys. Oh, yeah, so... Send us an email.
Email us. Tell us about your liars.
Tell us about your liars. Tell about the lies that you've caught people in.
Tell us about the lies you've told.
Tell
us
about the lies you've told, and we will read them live. And go from there. You guys can find us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram actually on Twitter, it's Book of Lies Pod. And on Instagram, it is Book of Lies Podcast.
Lies podcast and email us at bookoflies podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, bookoflies podcast@gmail.com. That's all we have for you this week. I am Sunny Hepburn
and I'm Brandy Fleeks,
and this is Book of Lies, the podcast.